It's just about time to make that call. It's just about time to make the call to our Christmas rockin' pals down in old PA. Them kids from Philly, Marah. Yes, we're going to be placing a call to the Blanco brothers very shortly and seeing what's up with them. They just finished a string of Christmas shows, and wow. I think they're going to have lots to talk about. And they got this amazing Christmas record out. They put it out last year. It's one of the grooviest Christmas records you'll ever hear. It's quite unlike any other Marah album, really. We're going to hear the very first, I believe, it's the very first song Marah ever released. We're going to be hearing this in shortly. And it's a Christmas song. The very first song this band ever put out was a Christmas song. And I was expecting it to be, I was expecting the album to be kind of sounding like this track, which is a totally rocking thing. But this album, A Christmas Kind of Town, that they put out last year, there's a couple of rocking moments, but overall it's just this neat little seasonal thing. It sounds like it reminds me of a 1960s TV Christmas special of some weird kind. So we're going to ask them about that. But it's a wonderful thing, really. And we're going to hear something from it now. And then maybe we'll hear from them Shalita girls again. And then maybe we'll hear that very first song called Beer in a Bar, which is from the third greatest Christmas album of all time. Yes, indeed. Check your list. It's called Season's Greetings Philadelphia. It's all Philadelphia bands. And, of course, Marah is one of those. And we're going to ask them why they made a album about New York and see what kind of flack they're getting. But here it is. This is the title track to Marah's A Christmas Kind of Town album. Here it is on Twang Trust, CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Drops in quietly, plops down in the center of Old Times Square, where the lights are red and green, sir, and the workadays are winding down. Friends congregate, so don't be late. The city is a Yuletide merry-go-round. Oh, New York, it's a Christmas kind of town. When the snow is falling to the ground, every stop is a jingle bell hop, every taxi cab is a sleigh, every eyes you end is a long lost friend to greet you on your way. And it's a matter of fact, Jack, no matter where you're bound, from Washington Heights and the Bronx on down, New York is a Christmas kind of town. December delight. So put a Santa hat on your noodle, I stick a snowflake on your little red nose. We'll take the number 6 train down to Candy Cane Lane, 'cause this is the season that anything goes. Oh, New York, it's a Christmas kind of town. When the snow's falling to the ground, every traffic cop is a peppermint drop, every downtown bus is a sleigh, every neon sign is a friend of mine to greet you on your way. It's a matter of fact, Jack, no matter where you're bound, from Rockefeller Center to the Long Island Sound, New York is a Christmas kind. I have yourself a very Merry Christmas kind. New York is a Christmas kind of town. Right.
I wanna eggnog Yule log, snow cheer reindeer, hot toddy, warm body, party in the new year. Catch me if you can, it's a gingerbread man. I'm real sweet, too sweet, so sweet. Repeat, repeat, how sweet I am to eat. Upbeat, 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 upbeat. Down, 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 beat down, down, down. Mistletoe, you know you go. Mistletoe, you know you go. Mistletoe, you know you go. But I L-O-V-E love you, and I'll K-I-S-S kiss you if you G-I-N-G-E-R-S-N-A-P-M-E-B-A-C. K! So, kisses! Christmas! Woo!
What's his name? What's his name? I won't remember. Can't you see by my frown I was born in old December? The beer in the bar and string lights just don't make no clearer. The green and the red shades on my face in the mirror. Silent, the night was dark and cold, I won't remember. The smell of the pine as we dine behind the embers. A beer in a bar and a Santa hat on a takeout. My heart hooked a wallet, caught in the morning. You gotta make. That only thinks about receiving. In a room and house room, just don't leave much room for leaving. The beer in the bar is Christmas Eve is dissipating. Passed out in your backyard, Jesus, take my hand.
Beer in a Bar from, according to the latest issue of Stylus magazine, the third greatest Christmas album of all time, called Season's Greetings Philadelphia. And that was from a band called Marat, and I do believe we have Big Brother Serge on the phone.
You do indeed, and I've never been called Big Brother Serge, but I like that. I'm watching.
All right, just like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the Twang Trust, Serge. This is a thrill.
Hey, thanks for having me.
This is the big Christmas episode of the show, and I'm a complete Christmas music geek. And
me too.
When your album came out last year, boy, wow, what a treat. What a treat it was.
Thanks so much.
Every year you always tend to pull out the same, you know, I've got literally hundreds of Christmas albums, but, you know, come the week of Christmas, you always pull out the same four or five albums, and it was nice to have a new one join those ranks last year.
That's cool. That means a lot. Yeah, I'm the same way. This time of year around, the, you know, Thanksgiving here in America is at the end of November, and it's the one solid month of the year where I really do just listen to about the same four or five records over and over again. So if you get a new one in the mix, that's kind of cool.
So what are your four or five?
Well, you know, I got to be honest. They're pretty, there's not much obscurity to it. I'm pretty into, like, Bing Crosby and Sinatra Christmas. Of course, my all-time favorite is the Phil Spector Christmas Gift for You record.
Of course.
And there's no originality in that either. But, I really do believe that's probably the greatest Christmas record ever made. But, yeah, and then my mom's standing right here. I just arrived here at my mom's house in Pennsylvania for Christmas, and going back to when I was a kid, I have a sentimental attachment to the country music band Alabama's Christmas record.
Ah. So,
I guess maybe that could count as a little bit off the wall.
Yeah. No, like, it's interesting you mentioned some of those things, because when I heard you had a Christmas album coming out, I was already familiar with Beer in a Bar, and I thought, oh, wow, it's going to be this great rock and Christmas album.
Yeah.
And it's not really.
No, it's not. Yeah. No, we purposely, when we decided, we went at our record label and asked them if they would be game for us to do a Christmas record. And, of course, when you do it, you have to do it. Like, we were actually late making ours, and we ended up making ours in the month of July in Brooklyn, in New York City, and it was just super hot. But most of them, I think, are made around March or April. But we did ours in July, and we decorated our little home studio with Christmas decorations, and we even got ourselves a fake tree and everything, and we just kind of delved into, the first thing we wanted to do is write some original ones that would hopefully, at least one of them, would stand shoulder to shoulder with some of the classics. You know, I think that's one of the things that I kind of miss, is that, you know, songs like White Christmas and even, you know, the really traditional Christmas songs, there hasn't been that many written in the last 40 or 50 years that seem like they stand side by side, you know, with those classics. So, I don't know. I think that's kind of where we were coming from, is we wanted something that maybe you could play for your kids and your grandmom and everybody could dig it, rather than just a rock and roll sort of Christmas record, which there are some good ones, but I'm pretty partial to the old stuff, the classic stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you're awfully... you're known for being from Philadelphia. The city is certainly a big part of your music. But did you get any flack from homies when you made a record about New York?
No, not really. You know, the first time we do a big Christmas show every year in both New York and Philly, and the first time the record came out, we actually changed the words, because we have a song on the Christmas record called New York is a Christmas Kind of Town, and then when we played in Philly, we changed it to Philly is a Christmas Kind of Town, just so we could ease them into it, you know. But this year we did it as a New York song, and my brother was pretty smart about it. He introduced it and said, you know, we're going to play mostly our songs tonight and a few Christmas songs, and most of our songs are about Philadelphia, so here's one that's not.
So should we be going to see the new Rocky movie? What do you think?
Hey, from what I hear, it's fantastic. I have so much high hopes for that. In fact, I think it's just starting to show here in the States, you know, this week, today even, in some places. And, yeah, my brother and I have big plans this weekend to go and check it out. From what I've heard, it's supposed to be great.
That's what I hear. Yeah, reviews are good.
I'm a believer. I think that I saw an interview with Stallone on TV today, and he said he finally felt like he could put the whole saga to rest, that he had done it justice. So that's good enough for me.
All right. Now, yeah, you mentioned the holiday shows you just did. I guess they wrapped up last weekend. How did they go this year?
They were fantastic. Really great. I mean, we designed these shows so that we can play with the biggest possible band that we can, you know, and we have a four-piece horn section and a keyboardist, and literally at one time, so we had like 12 or 13 people on stage. I think there were even people I didn't even know who they were and what they were playing, but we could make this sort of joyous, raucous, Phil Spector-esque sort of show, you know, and it's very review style, so people are always coming on and off, and yeah, it's just a lot of fun. It's my favorite time of year, the favorite shows that we get to do as a band, and I guess that says something about my Christmas spirit.
Yeah. Yeah, what a hoot. It'd be a hoot to see, I'm sure. I know the Shalitas were a part of that again.
They were indeed, yeah.
We just played something from their Christmas EP a few minutes ago.
Oh, very cool. Thank you. They'll be thrilled. I'll tell them that. They'll be thrilled.
Now, for anyone not familiar with the Shalitas, is it fair to say they're sort of like the GTOs to Mraz Frank Zappa?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Yeah, that's a pretty... That's a pretty interesting liaison there. Yeah, I like that, man. Yeah, they're great. They're three very talented, you know, beautiful women that they're working on their own projects and stuff, but you know, they kind of started out singing on one of our records, and they've taken it a long way from there. So they've got their own musicians now. It used to be that we had to back them up, and now we kind of got to beg them to come out and do a song or two with us. So they've come a long way, and they're great. So what song did you play of theirs?
Well, let's see. Well, we played Christmas Don't Be Late.
Okay, cool.
And we played the Don't Want to Fight Tonight last week.
Okay, very cool, man. Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate that. I'm sure they'll be very ecstatic to hear that.
Oh, good. Well, and our old pal here, Matt Mays, was part of those holiday shows as well.
Absolutely was, yeah.
How did that connection come about?
You know, it came about because our manager is one of our managers. We have two managers, and one of them is Peter Wark, who is originally from Montreal, Canada, and
right.
He has just recently moved back there. And he's a great fellow, man, and he's very, very into Canadian music and very into supporting his own. So he knew that these fellows were spending some time down in our area, in the New York City area, and you know, ran it by us whether we would be into having them, and. They said, yeah, they were fantastic. They're a great band. I can't say enough about them. They're really cool. So all of our fans really dug it. They had a real roar at the end of their set each night. So they did a great job.
Oh, great. Matt's actually coming through here next month on the 23rd. And then the last time he was through, he did two Springsteen covers in his set. I don't know, did you catch him doing any of this in the holiday shows?
No, you know, because there was so many acts on the thing. Those guys, sadly, only got to do about a half hour, 40 minutes each night, so I think they were just pounding out their originals. But which ones did he do? Which covers?
He did, he did I'm on Fire acoustic in the middle of the show, and then they actually, the last song, I think, was a big band version of Born to Run.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
And, I mean, it was pretty ballsy song for a band to do. You know, and they pulled it off.
Yeah, I've only ever seen one other band do that, and I can't even recall off the top of my head who it was, and they did a pretty good version, too. But, yeah, that is something that if you're going to go after that, you better be damn sure you've got it down.
Yeah. Now, speaking of Bruce, you played the second or the annual Light of Day benefit a little while back in Jersey,
mm-hmm.
and you were joined by an old friend, huh?
Yeah, we got him out on stage there, and... I don't know. What can you say? You know, that was kind of the kickoff to my Christmas season. You know, it's like that was about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And Bruce usually shows up. It's a benefit for Parkinson's disease. And it's a bunch of people from the sort of Jersey, New York music scenes. And it's a really cool, great set of people and musicians. And Bruce is one of those guys. I don't know. You know, I've met him many times. I know him fairly well. I can't say enough about him. If you're a Bruce fan, you definitely picked the right guy to be a fan of. I mean, he's just, his heart's in the right place, and he's just a super cool, sly dude. You know, he comes sliding in the back door, and it's like we kind of just grabbed him by the shirt and said, Bruce, we're doing Raise Your Hand tonight, and you're coming up. Because if you don't come up, it's going to look stupid.
And he played on a new song we're going to be playing in a little bit, Reservation Girl.
Yeah, he played, you know, we got him up for Raise Your Hand, and then he basically was about to walk off the stage, you know, and my brother just sort of said, you put a guitar on right now and you stay up here. And he had never heard the song of ours before, and so I got to give him credit for that, man. He just stayed up there, and we asked him to play some lead guitar, and he did. And it was funny because my brother went over about halfway through the song and just turned Bruce's amp up to 11, and I saw Bruce, like, wincing. I don't think he's ever played that loud before, but he did a hell of a job.
Wow. Well, hearing the song or watching it on the new DVD, I can only start to imagine how amazing that would have been.
Yeah, it was definitely one of those things where I'd always dreamed of, you know, playing that song, which I think I wrote that song when I was in 10th grade, you know,
wow.
Just four chords to go over and over again, and you kind of dream of having, you know, Bruce up there playing it someday with you, but to actually have it go down was great.
Well, no, you're a happening kind of guy. I should ask you, like, I mean, I'm an old man who's been a Bruce geek for a long time, and I've had to endure decades of Bruce being, you know, kind of uncool with the whole, you know, the hipsters of the rock scene, but all of a sudden he's this big influence on so many great young bands.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I thought it was very cool, you know, that, like, bands like The Killers, I don't know, you know, they came out and said that they had discovered, you know, Bruce Springsteen and all. And, look, the point is, I mean, if you ask me, you know, or any Bruce fan, this is probably the greatest live performer that ever lived. You know, I'm not even talking about rock and roll. I mean, I could put him up against, you know, just about anything. I'm sure Bruce could have given, I don't know, Liberace or even Beethoven a run for their money, you know, in the day. I mean, you don't see a show like that too many times. I just kind of feel lucky sometimes to have been alive when he was doing his thing, you know, and very vital. So I don't know how anyone could ever really argue with the body of work and the legacy. You, I guess you could argue with, I don't like the songs myself, but it's like that old saying, you know, 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong.
Yeah, indeed. Well, so you're calling from your mom's. Is this the beginning of the big Blanco family Christmas?
It is, man. You know, it almost sounds cliche, but like we are making our plans right now. My brother and my buddy Donnie Pizza Sauce, we just came here from Brooklyn, New York, and we just got here about an hour ago, and we're making our plans to get up in the morning and go cut down a tree at the tree farm and see what kind of, you know, Christmas trouble we can get in, man. We're going to have a good time.
Wow, so there's some great old Christmassy photos in the CD booklet. The one of you guys is quite priceless there.
Yeah, thanks.
You got the massive invasion in the background there.
Yeah. Those were the days. You know, we try and recreate that every year if we can, but I don't know. That's what it's all about. It's memories, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you have a favorite Christmas present from back in the day?
Man, the one that stands out the most was, I guess when I was about 8 or 9 years old, my mom got me a big, giant Boba Fett doll from Empire Strikes Back, and I was just a huge Star Wars junkie, and this thing stood about, I don't know, about 2.5 feet off the ground, you know, and boy, if I had it today, I think it'd probably be worth a couple bucks, but,
no doubt.
You know, I spent most of that summer after Christmas just chucking it up and down the alley behind my house and having adventures with it. So I got my mileage out of that thing, that Boba Fett doll. That was definitely a great gift.
What's on your list this year?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I got to be honest with you. I'm pretty broke this year, so everybody might be getting just one giant chocolate chip cookie that I give them. And well, they don't have to get me anything. I've been saying that since July. I've reached that point in my life where I'm like, don't get me anything. You know, but I'm sure it'll be cool. I don't know. It's more about, for us, it's more about eating. You know, we start eating about 7 o'clock in the morning, and we don't stop until we pass out.
Well, the sooner or later in Spain, CD-DVD combo, no, correct me if I'm wrong, but it makes a great Christmas gift.
It really does. Yeah, I'm glad you said that, man. It's not too late to get a hold of one of those, and we're really proud of it. You know, it's we went to Spain, and we're very surprised to learn that the Spanish were very, very into our band, and are just crazy rock and roll fans in general. And so we had some of the best shows ever over there, and happened to capture one, you know, for our posterity. So it was a cool way to release our first DVD.
And you're wearing a Santa Claus hat in it.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that show, I think, was filmed, you know, just about 2 years ago, right before our Christmas record came out. And, yeah, it was in a town just outside of Barcelona, and it was right before Christmas. I guess it was actually right before Thanksgiving, I think. But the Spanish were well in tune with what was going on in our seasonal celebrations. So they had a bunch of Christmas hats on when we came out on stage, and we commandeered them.
And I think there's even a riff of Feliz Navidad in there somewhere.
Yeah, there probably is. I can't claim to remember, but there probably is.
Well, thanks so much for taking time out of your season to chat with us here.
That's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And we hope someday we'll get to see you guys in Winnipeg.
I'm sure you will. It's one of the last places on this entire continent that we haven't been yet. So
you and Bruce. Bruce has never been here either.
Is that right? Well, maybe I'll call him up. Maybe next year I'll bring a Christmas show up there with Bruce. Who knows?
There you go. It's I got this great venue. It's the Stew Dome. It's, it only fits about 30 people.
Oh, yeah?
But it's a great place.
That'd be cool. All right.
Well, thanks so much, and the best to you and yours.
Thanks very much.
And we'll see you down the road.
All right. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, put another log on that fireplace, somebody.
Yes!
Say, did you know that wassailing is an old English term for a night on the town boozing it up with friends?
No.
Oh, no. Don't say. Well, we ought to get to a bit of wassailing ourselves.
Yeah. That sounds like a great idea, Tinsel. But first, a small tribute to a great Christmas songwriter, Mr. Yeah. Johnny Marks.
Oh, yeah.
Have a
is Bruce Springsteen and
Miles Clemens
and
Sugar Miles B.
And EC Band. And we're coming to say Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year from all the boys in Asbury Park.
Right on.
I sure hope so. That was Marah live in Spain from the brand new Sooner or Later in Spain DVD / CD combo deal, which, like we said earlier, makes a great Christmas gift. Yes, indeed. Wow. Reservation Girl, the name of that one. If it sounded a little muddy, it's because I did a poor job of ripping it from the DVD onto a CD, and I should have took better care in that. But it sounds awfully fabulous when you're playing the actual thing properly at home. Yes, indeed. Reservation Girl from Marah. That's a song that Bruce Springsteen played with him just a few weeks ago. Yes, indeed. And thanks so much to Dave from Marah for chatting with us here on our big Christmas episode. We also heard Holly Jolly Christmas from their Christmas album called A Christmas Kind of Town. Yes, indeed. More of that coming up, I think, somewhere. We only got 45 minutes left in the show. Holy moly. This show, this particular episode of this show, the last show before Christmas, always goes by way too fast. I've got about 6 hours worth of stuff I need to fit into the next 45 minutes. We're going to have to play it really fast. I don't know how fast these CDs go, but we'll see what we can do. We're going to have a very special Paul Kelly Christmas coming up very shortly. We've got brand new music from Paul Kelly in Christmas mode, along with what is, well, essentially the greatest Christmas song of all time. I should have talked to Dave about that to see what he thought about that, but it's not worth debating, really. How to Make Gravy, coming up soon on Paul Kelly Eve. Really, it's of course the date that gets mentioned in How to Make Gravy is December 21st, so it's December 21st Eve. So anyways, I digress. We got to do the entertainment guide, like, now.
CKAW's Famous Entertainment Guide is brought to you by Into the Music. Visit Into the Music in the Historic Exchange District at 245 McDermott for the best in quality collectible music. Drop by our bright and spacious digs and browse through our well-organized selection of over 9,000 CDs and 7,000 LPs, featuring everything from rare underground recordings to top hits. Music shopping the way it was meant to be. And don't forget, supporters of CKAW's Fun Drive receive a 10% discount on all purchases with their CKAW Friends card.
Ah, yes. CKAW's Entertainment Guide. That's what this is. It is brought to you by Into the Music, who has recently expanded their store. I went there for the first time since their expansion today. It's groovy. There's more stuff. You gotta have more stuff. Hey, this is heard three times every day, this thing, this guide here of entertainment. It's true. What sort of entertainment is happening? Well, let's see, what does this say? 10. Oh, the Mondragon Bookstore and Coffee House turned 10 this year. It's true. Help us celebrate with two special events this December. The first event is tomorrow. Yes, what is it? It's a panel featuring Slave Labor is Bad, Participatory Democracy is Gooder, Why Mondragon, Vegan and Beyond. That's 7:30 and it's free to all, featuring Eaton Harris on Mondragon's history, Scott Turner on workplace democracy, and Amber McGrath on the future of Mondragon. Question period to follow. And it's followed the next day, Friday, that's this Friday, by a party featuring Ian LaRue, Magura Special, The Girl with the X-Ray Eyes, Flute Girl, Gruff the Druid, DJ Pipskid, yes, DJ Pipskid, and so much more. So much more, the photography of John Schledowitz. Yes, indeed. 7 p.m., there's a veg meet and mingle, no schmoozing allowed, and 8:30... much more than music. Exercise your ears and dance. $5 is the cost for the big party on Friday. That's at Mondragon or Mondragon, whichever you prefer. Oh, what else is happening? Let's see. I should turn the page and see what's going on. Oh, yeah, CKAW supports light. Did you know that? This season, when consumerism runs rampant and more people are asking for your money on the streets, consider supporting light. That's local investment towards employment. Light works at addressing the root causes of poverty, and their mission is to support community economic development in the inner city. Light provides community groups with support to hire inner city residents and give them employment and skill development. You can contribute to the Light campaign by picking up a donation brochure available in the CKW lobby or by calling the Light office at 942-8578. The Winter Solstice Element Circus Celebration happens Friday at the Pyramid Cabaret, and we here at CKW are presenting that to you. Featuring Absinthe Sound, Mahogany Frog, Ham, and Sortie Reel happens at 8:30, and tickets are $10. And of course, times changed. High and Lonesome Club will be buzzing all weekend long. Some exciting shows happening Thursday and Friday. What a double bill this is. The D-Rangers, you know them, you love them, and ex-Winnipegger returning home for a Christmas visit, Mr. Luke Doucette. Yes, Luke Doucette and the D-Rangers, Thursday and Friday of this week at Times Change, High and Lonesome Club. And Big Dave McLean and the Muddy Tones doing a rare Saturday night gig this Saturday. That's a good day to do Saturday gigs. Next week, after Christmas, Friday, December 29th, to be precise, you can go see Winnipeg's only rock and roll band, the Hazy Pilgrims, along with some guests at the Collective Cabaret there on Osborne. Are you looking for something to do New Year's Eve? Well, Times Change is a happening place to be this year. Nathan is going to be there, along with Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices. And over at the King's Head Pub, it's the Windups and JFK and the Conspirators. Yeah. Let's see. Saturday, January 20th, the Tragically Hip, closing out the show for the Sadies at MTS Center. And Tuesday, January 23rd, close personal friends of Marat, Mr. Matt Mays, is at the West End Cultural Center. That's enough, huh? That's enough. We got Christmas music to play. And bells to ring. And stuff like that there. If you'd like your event placed in the Entertainment Guide, give us a call at 786-9782. Okay.